News Talk 1620 WTAW. Recently, members of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce went out to visit over 400 businesses and agencies, some members of the chamber, others not. One of the reasons they went out was to check in, see how things were going. They also, for the first time, did a quick four-question survey. And going to spend some time visiting with Chamber President Royce Hickman about some of the totals, such as, do you think we're out of the recession? Well, just over 70% said no, we're not out of the recession. However, are sales better this year than last? Well, over 60% said yes. Are you planning on hiring this year? About 55% said yes. And if you need capital, is credit available? Over half said yes. So the variety of responses out of this survey of over 400 that were questioned, part of the conversation that Royce and I had about the chamber members going out to visit with members of the business and education community, among others, in Bryan College Station. If you're getting results from folks thinking things are doing pretty good now and we're still not out of the recession, I can't wait to be out of the recession because these business people are really going to be thrilled with how things are performing.
I agree, Bill. I think that what you have right now is there are some good signs in our economy, but it's still being held down because the national picture is causing people to be conservative and not be as aggressive as they might be if the overall economy were better and they in their own mind viewed that we were out of the recession. So I think the same thing. I think we're sitting there, and if we can get some good news nationally, I think you'll see us take off in a very positive direction.
Or even more positive.
Yeah, right.
What other observations? It may not even come out of these results. It may just come out of the one-on-one conversations and how people reacted when you came in and asked the questions.
Well, I think this was our third year to do this, and with help from folks like you, they know we're coming. So we've been getting a really good response, I think people are very anxious to have a chance to visit with us. In some cases, some of the places I personally visited, there were some situations that the cities could help them in. And in the morning, I went out with some folks from College Station, and we went to College Station businesses. And then in the afternoon, I had some city folks with me from the city of Bryan, and we visited the Bryan business. So it was really good to have them there when they were saying, there's some access problems to my business, or, I don't know if there's what would I do to see about a traffic light here at this intersection and things like that. Well, we had the folks right there to take notes and to get information and with a commitment to getting back to them. I think that's where this is serving a purpose beyond what we maybe originally envisioned that it might. Originally it was to go out and thank them for being business in our. Go out and thank them for doing business in our community, and see if there was anything we could do to help them. And what we've turned this into is really how can you be helped, period, in our community. And that part of it, I think, has been really encouraging to me, that folks are starting to open up with some of the issues that would make life a little easier for them.
Well, the Chamber's always been an excellent networking organization, but this is a great exercise. It's almost networking on steroids.
Yeah, it really is, because it's a one day. I mean, we hit almost 600 businesses with just under 100 people, I think 85 or 90 volunteers. And, I'm hopeful next year we'll pick up some more volunteers, and then we can get out into more businesses. For the first time this year, we actually had some folks call us the next day, disappointed we didn't get to them. So we're going to have to be really careful in future years to let people know, there's no way we can get to all businesses in one day. And each year we try to hit a different area of the community. We're trying to balance the, number of businesses we're visiting in each city. And then we visit some businesses that are, in the county but not in the city. And it's just, there's just so much time in a day to get around. So I've been pleased that people are calling. They're disappointed we didn't come by and visit with them. And I think, I'm kind of took off on your original statement, but it is a one-day networking on steroids is probably a good way to put it.
Well, the other thing, too, with those who are happy about being on the receiving end, perhaps they would consider being on the giving end.
Very true. We actually had some folks join us this year who had we had visited last year. And I think, you know, that, you know, hopefully we'll pick up next year even more. And, you know, I really want to say a word. I've been real pleased that we've had tremendous support the last couple of years from the two police departments. You know, and we had some folks from the sheriff's office with us, but I mean, we had a number of uniformed people go with us, and particularly if it's an officer who is assigned a particular area and we go into his area, I mean, the amazing thing is they've already gone out and met a lot of these people, so when they walk in, it's immediately, hello, Officer Smith, you know, and he introduces us, and I think that's helped people feel comfortable that, you know, we're there for a good purpose. But I really want to give some kudos to our law enforcement. Both police chiefs went with me, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And, I mean, for them to give up a half a day to get involved in this effort shows their commitment to the business community and to our community as a whole.
Well, isn't that all a part of relationship building?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's and too bad it's not taught enough in college. Sometimes you got to learn it on your own, the hard way, shoe leather. But I mean, that's how you get successful. You know, whether it's in a business or a professional relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. It's building relationships, and you know, and that's what over the years this, you know, continuing this event will allow us to do more and more of that. And as we get to more businesses and get more people involved, you know, it's great that we have, you know, we're using business folks to build relationship with other business folks, which ultimately builds a relationship with the chamber that allows us to serve them better.
Anything else listeners ought to know?
The thing that probably surprised me, while I don't think we're out of the recession either as a nation, I mean, only 23.4% of the people thought we were, you know, out of the recession. That's a very low number, really, for some of the other information we gathered. But
it kind of goes back to what you just said. Yeah. That might be more of a national impression without really thinking its impact around here.
Yeah, I that's what I think. I mean, I don't think you could have 60+% say sales are better this year, and, you know, really right at 55% say we're planning on hiring this year. And then still believe you're in the recession. I just think people would be a little more cautious on the hiring, and I think sales would be at best break even with last year. I don't think they'd be better. So I think you're right. I think that's a national, you know, it turned out we didn't ask it that way, but I think that ended up being a national response, and the others for the most part ended up being a local response. And you know, we may have to come up with a question next year that says, you know, do you think we're out of the recession nationally, and, you know, how do you think the local economy is doing? You know, it might be some kind of a question we come out of it. But this was our first shot at it, and for that, I think we got some good data. And I think, again, one of the keys is going to be next year is we're going to have some similar questions because, you know, let's say next year our sales better this year than last, and it's 55%. Well, we say that's good. Well, yeah, but it's down 5% from last year if that were the case. But if it's 70%, then it's, you know, it's up 10% over last year. And I think the percentages as they relate to what we gathered this year will start giving us a trend and start telling us more than just the one-year numbers.
Comments from Royce Hickman, the president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce on News Talk 1620 WTAW.